Hi, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Rome. Okay. Let's start over. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. On this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, I am joined by Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Leah.
And we are reviewing The Wiener Across the Way by Amy Award. We will lick the link. Oh, my goodness. I cannot talk today. My kids are home. I blame them. It's not their fault, but I can just be that. We will link the synopsis of the book in our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. So just a little bit about the book. The release date was January 24th, 2024. The tropes are grumpy sunshine, sports. It is football. She is a pop star. They have an adorable meet cute. It's a fake relationship. Family series because the Kingsman clan is enormous. There are floofs in charge, and this is a slow burn, but it's not an obnoxious slow burn.
No, it doesn't really feel like a slow burn. There are reasons.
There are reasons, and there are things that happen before like the main event, but yeah. Excuse me. So it is from the Cocky Kingsman series. This is book two of the series, and it is a series of standalone. So if you missed Cock Down the Block, which was book one, you can start right here there, and you won't miss anything. It is told in dual first person point of view, and the put out percentage is 70%. There is an audiobook. I did not listen to it yet, so I can't say like how it flows or anything like that. Did you?
No, I didn't listen to it.
Okay, but the narrators are Stella Hunter and Christian Fox, and there is no third act breakup in this book.
No, there is not.
So let's chat Kelsey and Declan. But first I want to say, so Amy Award, when you open one of these books, The Cock Down the Block and Wiener Across the Way, like her, one of her big things is to say, like, this is a book of fluff. It is fun. It is entertainment. It is like, there's not meant to be some like deep meaning to it. It's fluff. For enjoyment. And I really like that she just throws that out there.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what you're getting into when you read the book.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those mac and cheese reads, like Jenny calls them. Like, yes. It's very comforting. It's just very like, you don't get mad at your Kindle. You don't like, you can just like relax and enjoy the story.
Yeah, exactly.
So Declan is a football player. He is kind of a grump. He stays to himself. He is one of nine siblings. But I really enjoyed his character.
Yeah, I did too. He's kind of a grumpy guy. He's known as the meanest guy in football. Like, he's a defensive end. Mm-hmm. So he has this kind of persona, but underneath that all, he's pretty squishy.
He is. Like, he's not really mean at all. He just has like this, like on the field, he's very intense, but yes. Off the field, he's a really nice guy. But since he doesn't like to interact with people that aren't his family, like people give him a bad rap because he doesn't like to do the, like, so if you don't follow sports, then you don't know this, but players are required to do after game interviews, like as part of their contract to talk and answer questions. Well, Declan refuses to do that.
Yep.
I think he actually, I don't remember if it was stated, but he has it like worked into his contract somehow that he doesn't have to do it, because typically if they don't do it, they'll get fined.
Yes, he has it. He has it somehow worked into his contract, and they just, I mean, I don't think they care because he won't say anything anyway.
Well, this is true. Like, they'll ask him questions and he is just like stone faced. Like, yeah. I'm just going to ignore you. So what's the point? But he's like this marshmallow who like melts for his sister, who is like the Kingsman princess.
And, princess, yes.
Well, because she's the youngest. And, I mean, she has these eight overprotective brothers, but she's a ball buster. And honestly, I cannot wait for her book.
Oh, I'm so excited when it's finally time for her.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. And I'm excited for it. But then we have Kelsey. Kelsey's a pop star. She's a lot, but not in a bad way. But she is somebody who does not take care of Kelsey.
No, she is very out there for her fans and for everybody that works for her. She is just constantly trying to keep up with demand. And mm-hmm. She's a very popular star.
Like, yeah.
So, you know, she has a ton of fans. She has huge following. She has a huge entourage of people that help her run her life, and she is constantly just trying to make sure that all of those people are okay.
Well, and part of it though is like of all of these people that she has working for her and like all of that stuff, nobody but her one assistant, who is a delight and like such a sweetheart, is looking out for what's best for her. It's all about like,
No.
you can do more. You need to do this. You need to do this. Like, and she really is beat down by the demands on her. And there's so much. I mean, I'm not a pop star, I'm not a famous person, but I believe there's a lot of truth to that side of the story.
I mean, there has to be. You see these touring schedules and places that they have to be night after night and these huge productions, and they're on stage for hours at a time. I mean, that has to be so demanding on their body and their mind and just everything in general.
Well, yeah, and like the way that the story comes out, like she won like a singing show, and that's how she's like catapulted into this stardom. I can't remember the name of the show off the top of my head, and I forgot to write it down. It's like a
No, I
play on
don't.
The Voice. It's like the chosen something.
Yeah, maybe the chosen voice or something like that, but
I'm gonna
yeah.
look it up.
Okay. But yeah, so she wins a singing competition, kind of like The Voice or American Idol, and she gets catapulted into fame and she
The
grows this
choicest
fall, the
voice.
choicest voice. Okay, we were close.
We
Yeah.
were close. It had a C. Yeah. And I didn't mean to interrupt you with
No,
that. Like, but yeah, so she's catapulted. But one thing I do like is she is a real bodied pop star. Like, she is a big girl. Like, but she does not shy away from her size. Like, she uses that as like a tool in the way that she lives her life. And it's not to say that she doesn't have like the hangups. Like, there are like hangups. Like, the body wrap was very well done in this book.
Yes, and she uses it, to basically lift up her fan base, for anyone else that, may look like her or, have any kind of thing going on that may, mirror what she has going on. So.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where she really uses her platform for good as much as she can.
Yeah, that's where I was trying to go, but the words were not happening.
It's
So.
okay. But so Declan is at the stadium doing his workout, and Kelsey has come to the stadium to because she's having a couple shows there. And so she is like there warming up. And since Declan is Declan and he can do pretty much what he wants, like he is about to leave, like as like she's doing sound checks and all that fun stuff. And he saves Wiener the Pooh
He
from a
does.
rattlesnake. And this is how
He
they
does.
meet. This dog is adorable.
Yeah.
It makes me want one. And name
It's
it Wiener the Pooh.
I know. It's such a good name. And it was like the perfect meet cute because he saves Wiener and then Wiener is like in love with him,
Oh,
like for the
Wiener
rest
is
of the book.
enamored by Declan.
She loves
Enamored.
her
Like,
some Declan.
she does. Like, if honestly there's an instant connection, it is Wiener the Pooh and Declan Kingsman.
It is.
Not that
I
he and
love
Kelsey don't
it.
have that too, but there's just a special bond between Wiener the Pooh and Declan.
There is. And I loved it.
So there is a reviewer on Bookstagram who I can't think of what her handle is off the top of my head. I think it's Sam something, but she lately
And they call it
her
like face space, right?
they do call it Face Space, I think. Yeah,
Okay.
like any social media does not have a real name. Like, everything
Yeah.
is like, you know what it is by like the play on word, but she doesn't use real things, which I actually kind of
Yeah.
appreciate.
I
But
do too.
so, but there's a reviewer who, like, she's a bookstagrammer, like in real life, like not in the book, but she talks about like how animals are forgotten so much in books. And I
Oh, yeah.
appreciate that Amy Award does not forget about the animals in this book because, like, they're a big
She
part of
does
her
not.
stories.
She does not.
Yeah, she's always like, where did the animal go? Who's feeding it? it needs to go out. And it's like, this is true. Like,
Yeah.
but yeah, Winnie the Pooh is well loved and well taken care of in this book.
She is.
But so as the story progresses, like they decide that Declan, grumpy, grumpy Declan, needs to rehab his grumpiness. And they basically present to Kelsey that the two of them should get together. But he says no.
He does, but he still goes to meet with her about it.
Well, because he says no, but he doesn't actually want to say no. He just doesn't want it to be fake.
Yes, that's
And so
true.
like he kind of goes around everything, but she doesn't realize that he said no. So like as they start this relationship and like progression of like their togetherness, like she still thinks he's like has agreed to the fakeness.
She thinks he is playing a part, and he is not
Oh
at all.
no. No, boy is smitten.
Oh yes, he falls first, and he falls hard.
He really does. But so one thing I really enjoy about these books is, yes, they're very light, but the family value between the nine Kingsman siblings and the relationship they have with their dad, who is the head coach of the football team that they play for.
The
But
college one.
yes, the college one. Well, and they did go to different colleges, but a couple of them played for him in college. But I just love the relationship that she establishes. So like the dad, like the mom has passed away. She passed away when they were little, but she was a plus-sized model, was one of these women who like really set a good example for plus-sized women like all over the place. And actually we learn, which this is going to be a little bit of spoiler, but whatever. We learn that like Kelsey really like their mom was like one of her heroes and like somebody that she really looks up to in the way that she presented herself, because she was not afraid of her size. She was not afraid of the fact that she was a beautiful plus size woman.
And then if you've read the novella, which is about his dad and his mom, that whole novella ties into this book. So there's a location in both of those that tie in together, like the cabin. So,
So there's little things that like if you read like the previous like pieces of this that like really show in like the upcoming stories. But like I said, you don't have to read them. But it's one of those stories that really resonates with a lot of people. And and by the end of the book, you find out some stuff that has been happening, because they go to the cabin to kind of hide because of things happening. And now we're hitting that vagueness. But it shows like the negative side of trusting people with your money and your image.
yes, it does.
It's hot. Like it's so frustrating that there are actually people like that in the world.
It is, but I think it in this book anyway, it sets up the perfect way for Declan to come in as the protector.
Oh yeah. And like I really adore her parents too. Like
Oh, yes.
they, so we find out like as the story progresses, like her parents really want nothing to do with her pop star lifestyle. Like they don't read articles, they don't know what's going on. Like her dad helps manage her finances, but aside from that, like they are very hands off. Like they love her, they spend time with her. Like there
Yes.
is no lack of love and relationship there, which I really appreciate. But like her as a pop star, it's honestly a moot point for them. And I
Yeah,
thought
it
that was
doesn't
an
factor into
interesting
it.
take.
I think Amy has done like a really good job in this series so far overall, just like the parents. Like all of the parents have been fantastic, which you don't always get.
Well, because there's always damage
There's always
somewhere,
one. Yeah.
which I mean, eventually we'll probably get something like that, but again, we might not. But here, the thing
Yeah.
is, like, it's okay if we don't. But that was one thing I like, though. It's like these parents were not out, because you always hear about like the terrible like momagers or like
Yes.
dads. Like I don't think they have a dad equivalent to that, but
Yeah.
There's just, you just always hear terrible stories about how like parents steal like their famous kids' money or do this or do
Yeah.
that or do that. And it's like there was none of that negativity in the story. And I really liked that aspect of it.
Yeah, I did too. I just it was overall just a really like nice, heartwarming kind of story.
It was, yeah. And I just, it's just, it's a quick read. I mean, I guess it's not a quick read. It's 400 pages, but it feels like a quick read.
It reads but really quick. It reads fast,
But
I think.
the pacing is really good. Like the time frame from start to finish is only a few weeks. Like, and it's really, but it moves like easily. And so you don't ever feel that drag that you do sometimes in other stories.
Yeah, and I think the fake, not fake relationship helps move that along, especially because they both think different things about the fake relationship.
They do. I mean, she definitely has the feelings, but she's like, this is fake. Like, he
Yeah.
doesn't feel the same way because, but then she finds out that it wasn't actually fake because he spills the beans and she's like, ooh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
But I did really enjoy this book.
I did too. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that the cover is amazing.
My God, I love her covers.
Like the cover for this book is, I mean, they're both great for both these series, but this cover is fantastic.
I just, it's so pretty and I love the color choices.
Yes.
And even like Cocked on the Block, like I really like the color choices. Like they're soft but bold at the same time. Like it's one of those
Yeah.
juxtapositions. And if you're an artist, then you know what I mean. But like, yeah, it's like they're bold but soft. And but the color, it just, it actually really works well for the way the story progresses. And I think that's an interesting like
Oh yeah.
aspect to it. Because
Yeah,
even
it
book
really does.
one, it's like blues and pinks. And it's like, but it really lends like a tone to the book that you're not
Yeah,
expecting.
it does. So I can't wait to see book three.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for book three. So book three is, I mean, the blurb is out there. I'm not giving anything away. Book
Yeah.
three, we don't have an official title. It hasn't been released yet. We have speculation.
Yes.
But it's gonna be the rookie brother, who I can't think of his name off the top of my head
Yeah,
because
I'm
there's nine of
blanking.
them
Yeah.
and it's hard to keep track. But he's a rookie, he's a virgin. Like, I am so excited.
Yes, very excited.
It's gonna be so good. And it's gonna be fluffy and delightful. And there is animals, floofs in charge again, because I have a like there's gonna be floofs everywhere in this
Oh
book.
yeah. Well, even in this one, when Wiener the Pooh and Luke Skywalker finally meet, there's a fantastic scene for
Oh,
that too.
I
So I
still
can't
can't get
wait
over.
to get more animals in the mix.
Honestly, I still cannot handle how much I love those freaking chicken names.
Right?
Like,
I
I
know.
just love it so much. Like, the play on words that she has with these animal names, like, it's just gonna be so good by the end.
It
Like,
makes me happy.
she'll have this crazy menagerie and it's just gonna be delightful. Okay, so if you have a book you think we should review for a quick shot of romance, or you think we should just read it and then review it, let us know at thebees@bookcaseandcoffee.com. Thank you, Amanda, for joining me on this quick shot of romance.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at BuzzingAboutRomance or on Twitter at BuzzingRomance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.